You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast, where it of course means all weather racing from Dundalk, and you'll get every race live on William Hill's racing radio from 1:10 p.m. today. That Dundalk card featured in full this Friday evening. Myself, Sam Norris, on the podcast this morning, and joining me on the line is our Irish racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today, sir?
I'm really well, yeah. I'm looking forward to today's racing in general. Obviously, Cheltenham back for us National Hunt fans, but obviously, Dundalk on the evening is what we're going to be concentrating on, as ever, on this Friday. And it has to be said that it's probably the best card so far that we've seen over in Ireland on the all-weather. It's been a bit mundane so far. It took a while just to build up, but a lot of the horses have been doing really well, are all here tonight. And that Mercury Stakes, the 8:05, looks a mouth-watering affair.
Yeah, it's really picking up the all-weather action over at Dundalk. We'll get into the racing now then. We'll start with the 6:05. This is a 6-furlong maiden where Peloponnesus is the even money favourite here. It's 100-30 about Falcao. Lahada is 7-2, 8-1 for Zindera. Future Icon is 12s, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. What were your thoughts in the opener, Andy?
My thoughts originally, when I was just looking at the race this morning, was that Peloponnesus was a bit of a short price at 5-4, considering that at the moment he hasn't won a race, and that maiden he took part in the other day at Downroll was just okay without being anything special. He was very slowly away and obviously never got in the race until very late. He finished ahead of Falcao, so that's perhaps one of the reasons why punters are looking to side with Reginald Roberts' charge. And usually if this yard fancy one of theirs, they're never normally too far away. It's a really good punting yard, this. They haven't got that many horses, but they seem to target Dundalk on a regular basis. But the prices available to me this morning, I do think Lahade, whichever way you want to pronounce it, around about 4-1, is not a bad bet. I know this horse is a long-standing maiden, but he seems to really like this all-weather surface. And the blinkers have certainly improved him immeasurably in his last two runs. He was a good fifth at Nace on the turf 2 starts ago from a bad draw, keeping on well from the back end of the field. And then similar comments applied to his run here at Dundalk the other day when he chased down the very impressive and short price favourite Zubira of the Gerline stable. And at least he threw down a good challenge to that horse in the latter stages. We've seen the third, Koretska. She bolted up here last week. I think the form of this race is really good, you know, for all-weather maiden standards. The time of the race is very good. And he beat Falcao quite comfortably on that occasion, who faded back into the pack. I know that Falcao will probably be more suited to 6 tonight than the 7, but still think Lahade will get on top of him. So I would probably back Lahade each way here. Can't see me either not winning or finishing second. And like I say, you can back him at 4-1 this morning, which is quite a tempting price.
Lahade the one for Andy then in the 6:05. The second race on the card comes up at 6:35. This is a mile handicap. We've got joint favourites at the time of recording in the shape of II Skipper and Skerray Rules. They're both 7-2. It's 6-1 about Doc Holliday. Tribal Path is 15-2. Same price, Peony Rose. Artistic Integrity is an 8th chance, and it's 11-1 bar those. What gets the selection here?
Yeah, this is the most unappealing race of the night, Sam, by quite a long way. There's only really two that I could consider here, and that is obviously II Skipper and Skerray Rules. Now, II Skipper has been running really well of late. He's finished second on 2 of his last 4 visits, and unfortunately bumped into the very well-handicapped and well-fancied talented Kid at Navan the other day. But apart from that, he's run another perfectly respectable race. He beat the rest fair and square. And we know that he goes really well here at Dundalk as well, having finished second here, 4 starts back. Well, actually, dead heated for second behind Political Policy. He's got a good draw. Donna O'Connor gets on really well with this horse. So you can see why he's favourite. But I'm going to take a chance at the blinkers that were fitted to Skerray Rules on its last start. Work the oracle again for Mickey Halford's charge, because prior to that, she hadn't really shown a great deal. But just seemed to sharpen her up to the degree that she was able to come home very strongly down the centre of the track the other night. And I'm presuming that Sean Corby will try and adopt similar tactics. She obviously needs a little bit of light when she's racing and, you know, doesn't want too many horses around her. But she did not finish off her race well the other night. Like I say, she did 34.8 down the lane, which is a really good time for a horse of that grade. Handicap has taken a little bit of a... tried to take a bit of revenge, putting her up seven, but such was a superiority. I'm not sure that might be enough. So it's just a case whether the blinkers work for the second time. Hopefully they will, because Scary Rules have certainly got the ability to go close in that 6.35.
Scary Rules then getting the pick for Andy in the 6.35. Race 3 on the card comes up at 7.05. A 7 furlong handicap for us here. And again, joint favourites in this one. Bisham Bedi and Back on Top are both 4-1. Captain Cullen is 5-1. It's 9s about rummaging and bigger prices for the rest of them. Bisham Bedi was unlucky here a week ago and well found in the market, Andy.
Yeah, no great surprise to see a lot of punters concentrating on Bisham Bedi. I was in the studio that day and I did fancy the horse anyway. I tipped him on the morning and he got, let's say, what was probably one of the worst rides you're likely to see here at Dundalk by Donica O'Brien. This horse should have won by a mile a minute, to be perfectly honest. And it was so agonising for the punters who'd backed him because Donica, I don't know what he was thinking. He dropped the horse out too far at the back. I know there's waiting tactics, but that was just ridiculous. And given that the horse only got beat by a neck and he got trouble in running down the lane and he was trying to give way to the second, you can just tell what a performance it was by Bisham Bedi. This is a real quality individual, this, by the way. I think he's probably going to end the all-weather campaign at rated over 100. It's just whether tonight he can cope with the drop back in trip. And if he gets a similar ride of Donica O'Brien tonight, then he might just be vulnerable here. And on this occasion, I'm just going to pass him over, only because I think 7 furlongs is a little bit of an issue. I do think he's the best horse in the race by 100 yards. But I think Back on Top might just be the value here, given that David Watchman's filly showed such great pace to win over 7 furlongs here last time. And I think she might just have a bit too much tactical speed for Bisham Bedi, who's likely to be a good bit behind at halfway. David Watchman's Shards likes to race on the speed. And as I said, last time actually was really impressive. She beat Slipper Orchid, who's a real good horse here on the all-weather. And most notably, Kaelin Moore, who is a horse of Mickey Halford's in rampant good form at the moment. He bolted up the other day down in Cork, beating a horse I fancy called Ike Bergman. The time of the race was very good. The come-home time actually was much better than what Bisham Bedi did the other night. She did 34.5 when winning her race. Bisham Bedi, his finishing time down the lane the other day was 35.5. So the difference between 7 furlongs and a mile is, like I say, is around about 5 lengths down the straight. And That's what the distance that Bisham Bedi is likely to be behind at halfway, and I'm not sure whether she can reel back David Watchman's Charge. So, Back on Top, round about 4-1 this morning, looks another good solid each-way bet.
Back on Top, the one there for David Watchman and Fran Berry in that 7.05 contest. The next race on the card comes up at 7.35. We're going sprinting here with a 5 furlong nursery where Jenny Child heads affairs at 9-4. 3-1 about Katonic, Nice and Dandy is 4-1. 5-1 for Love is All Around. 11s bar those. What did you make of this punch?
Yeah, again, not a particularly strong race. I haven't got that much of an opinion here, but I'd probably go with Michael Callaghan's filly, Catatonic, who is gradually working up a nice head of steam. She's had at least one run here on the all-weather, so she's used to running on this all-weather surface. And that came over 5 furlongs behind 2 nice individuals, actually, that day. Well Caught from the Deegan stable, who was well fancied on the night. Go-Kart, who was second. That horse went on to win next time out at Down Royal before coming back here and chasing Emma Hot Pot here 2 weeks ago. So that form's pretty good. The time of the race is okay. But then Catatonic's best form was actually Down Royal last time out when finishing behind the aforementioned Kevin Prendergast's Go-Kart, gaining another very fast time. And back in third was Jenny's Child. And I'm quite surprised to me that Jenny's Child's favourite to beat Catatonic here because... Jenny's Child was well beaten and well held on that occasion. I know that Peter Fahey's filly has gone on to win subsequently at the Curragh, but I'm not sure why they bookmakers expect such a turnaround. So at 7-2, round about that price this morning, Catonic gets a really confident vote here for me.
Catonic the one then, 3-1 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. The next race on the card is the feature of the night. This is the 8.05. It's a 5 furlong listed event. This is the Mercury Stakes where Marsha heads affairs at 2-1. 7-2 about Take Cover. Speedhawk is 5-1. 13-2 Gordon Lord Byron. Eisenhower is 10-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. Marsha heading affairs is a course and distance winner and gets the weight for age allowance. There's quite a lot in favour of the Sir Mark Prescott Charge.
Yeah, this is a real good race, this. And we've got the class of the generations, haven't we? We've got the older horses, the three-year-old, and we've got a very rare bird nowadays, a two-year-old, taking on the older horses. So Mark Prescott obviously feels as though that his filly, Marcia, is mature enough and experienced enough to handle the older horses here. And you could see why, because he's already dipped his toe into the water with this filly when he brought her over here on the 9th of October 2 weeks ago. And she certainly didn't miss on that occasion. She had bright pace throughout and absolutely bounded clear to score in quite a sensational time for a two-year-old. It was by far and away the best furlong per furlong time I got on that card. She ran 33.5 down the lane. She was eased down in the latter stages. So she's obviously very, very smart. And as you mentioned as well, she receives a huge weight for her age allowance as well. She's actually getting over a stone and a half off most of these horses. So drawn in store one, likely to be very quickly away. She's going to take a hell of a lot of beating here. And we know that she goes on the surface. She'd probably be the number one choice. But if you're looking for an each-way alternative, I do think that Aidan O'Brien's colt by Warfront here, Eisenhower, has got a little bit more upside than his price suggests. They're going to go really, really fast here. Not only is Marcia a very speedy filly, but Take Cover is also quite quick out the trap. So if the pace collapses in the latter stages, then I think Eisenhower, given the way he ran here the last day, has got certainly more than a decent chance of at least hitting the board. He closed them down to within three quarters of a length last time out here, having been some way behind at halfway. Whether five furlongs is his bag, I'm not sure whether maybe an extra furlong he could do with in time. But either way, he's a speedy horse. He's very lightly raced. And don't forget that run the other day was coming off the back of a long layoff as well. He hadn't run for the best part of 6 months. So he's sure to be a little bit more streetwise tonight. He's got a good draw. And like I say, he can track the speed from stall three. So Marcia is going to be very, very difficult to beat, drawn in the inside box if she gets out and gets to the front. But I do think Eisenhower is certainly worth an each-way alternative at a much bigger price.
OK, it's Marcia then for Andy, but do keep your eye on Eisenhower at 10-1 with us here this morning. The next race on the card comes up at 8:35. This is a mile and a half handicap. Taurine Legend, 11-4 favourite for this one. 9-2, Eric the Grey. Mandatario is 5-1. 6-1, Cocoon. Here for the crack is 8-1. And it's double figure prices. For the rest of them, what did you like in the penultimate contest, Andy?
Yeah, he's a bit of an enigma, but I'll go with Taurine Legend here. He's a bit of an oxo horse in the sense that he'll win, he'll run well, and then he runs badly, and he forms a little bit up and down. It's a bit of a seismograph job with this horse. But on his day, there's no denying that he's a very good and very talented individual. And more importantly, these are his optimum conditions, i.e. Dundalk over a mile and a half. That just seems to bring out the best in this gelding by Racti. And he proved that last time out when he chased down the very, very tough Val de Sol from the Jer Lion stable. Stays forever. I think that horse is in the horses in training sale this week, and I'm sure he's going to attract one or two bidders who might fancy him for a hurdling job. So he was up against it on that occasion at Taurine Legend, and he was trying to give the horse the best part of £10. So in the cold light of day, he actually come out of the race with a good deal of credit. And he's going to be suited by the way this race is likely to be run here, because I don't think there's that much pace on here. And he's probably best when he is allowed to either race on the speed or indeed row his own boat from the front. He has made all the running before here at Dundalk. So given that this might be a tactical affair, Taurine Legend, back on his favourite track, is likely to give us a massive run for our money in the 8:35.
Taurine Legend then gets the vote in that 8:35. The final race on Dundalk's card tonight comes up at 9:05. Mile and a quarter handicap here. Magnificent is the 9-4 favourite. The aforementioned Talented Kid is in the betting at 5-2. 11-2 about Poitin. Credit the Giver is also 11-2. 12-1 Wishing Well and 16s bar those. What gets the pick in the closer?
Well, there's a good deal of money floating around this morning for Magnificent from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. And it's easy to see why, because this horse has definitely been on my shortlist for quite a while. I've had my eye on this horse for the best part of about 2 or 3 months. Ever since she won at Killarney in a very fast time, I've been basically following her over a cliff. I tipped her at the Curragh, respectively, on the last two starts. But unfortunately, she was ridden by two inexperienced riders. Now, obviously, you don't want to be too harsh on young lads who are given a chance in the saddle, but Killian Leonard and Sean Davis respectively really did make a bit of a botch of their last two riding performances on this filly. She should have won both races, to be fair. Killian Leonard just basically got too far back and he made his ground on the home turn too quickly, and she ran on belatedly to finish third behind to choose. And then Sean Davies the other day went round the inside at the Curragh, and the best ground was down the middle, where Joanne Back, the eventual winner, that was the path that he trod. So I think this horse actually should be coming here off the back of a treble. But obviously the handicapper hasn't reacted accordingly. And she still races off a very favourable mark. She's well drawn tonight, and Emery McNamara is in the plate. So I do think Munificent is very much a worthy favourite here tonight, and he's going to take a good deal of beating. But there's also another horse in this race that I suggest that podcasters pay a close attention to, not only tonight, but throughout the remainder of the all-weather season. And that is Credit the Giver from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Now, this horse hasn't been out since the early part of September, when it ran a Herculean race from a terrible draw behind the aforementioned Joanne Back at Galway. Certainly suggested with a better draw and a better, more positive ride, he might have been a little bit more of a factor. And I think it's very interesting as well that Aidan O'Brien, he sent about 40 horses to the horses in training sale next week, and this horse isn't in it. Now, you would have thought, obviously being owned by his wife, that there's half a chance that maybe they would have moved this horse on, but he's decided to keep it, very similar to Bish and Betty as well, and it looks as though he's going to try and keep this horse for the all-weather campaign. He's trying it over a mile and a quarter for the first time, which might well work the Oracle. And as an alternative to the short price favourite, which might go through the floor by the time that this podcast goes out, I'm going to put up Credit the Giver each way at 11-2 with William Hill this morning.
Credit the Giver then, getting a vote for Andy for the Aidan O'Brien team in that 9.05 at Dundalk. Just finish through, please, one more time, your selections for the action tonight.
Yeah, really good card tonight at Dundalk. Quite fancy, quite a few tonight. I'm going to be punting and listening to William Hill Radio at the same time. I'll go with Lahard in the first race, who comes out really well on my speed figures, following its good second last time out. Io Skipper, certainly a worthy favourite in the 6.35, but I'll take a chance that the headgear works for the second time on Scary Rules. In one of the big races of the night, the 7.05, I'm a massive fan of Bish and Betty, and with a heavy heart, I'm going to leave that horse alone tonight, just because I think the horse is going to be better suited to mile, and go with the 7 furlong specialist Back on Top, who posted a good number here the last day. In the 7.35, I'll go with Catonic from the Michael O'Callaghan stable, Killian Leonard taking a valuable 10 off. In the big race of the night, I think Marsh is going to take all the beating, receiving all the allowances drawn in stall one. But do keep an eye on Eisenhower at a bigger price. In the 8.35, Tourine Legend, in what could turn out to be a tactical affair, might just get the running things from the front. And then the final race, Magnificent, is going to be all the rage for sure for the Michael O'Callaghan stable, with a decent pilot back on board. But Credit the Giver is a horse I've got a massive amount of time for, and suggest you follow him as well throughout the all-weather campaign, including tonight, each way at 11-2.
Oh yeah, the thoughts of Andy Holding for the action tonight at Dundalk. And remember to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. We've got everything covered today. That Dundalk card will be covered in full this evening. But before that, it's decent flat action at Doncaster and Newbury. The jumps are back at Cheltenham from 2:10. And then it's all weather throughout the evening from Wolverhampton and Dundalk. That's all on William Hill Racing Radio. So do make sure you join us for all of that. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. And best of luck at Dundalk this evening.
Thank you very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.